How about I start the first verse so that we just make sure we're in a key both of us can do.
Okay. Worship people.
That sound good?
Yeah. No turning
back. Okay, that's perfect.
Let's pray.
Thank you.
Hello, all of my Christian brothers and sisters. Thank you for being here with us. I'm here with Hannah today, and I'm so blessed. I'm a visiting American pastor, and the vision of Ich Pot Prond is to go against the tide. And there is a nation right now that is absolutely going against the tide, the nation of Ukraine. And what we're seeing is a nation rising up to go against that tide. So I just want to thank you for being with us, and I ask that you pray right now. We're going to worship, but before we worship and sing these songs together, Hannah, I just want to pray for the nation of Ukraine. And right now, we just come before you, God. We just believe with all of our mind, soul, and strength, Lord God, that you are a God who never leaves your children alone. Father, I thank you that you're the God who saves, God, and you're the God of orphans and widows. Lord, I just pray right now that your grace would just supersede all of man's plans, all of the weaponry that any man could ever bring to a battle. I know you are with them. So, Father, we ask these things in your precious name. Amen. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The
song we're going to sing is attributed to be written by King David. And I know that King David, as he faced a giant, he was probably afraid. Much like the nation of Ukraine facing the giant of Russia. But the Bible says, if God is for me, who can be against me? So God, we just speak that right now, that the nation of Ukraine would not be afraid. And as we go down in the valley of the shadow of death, Lord, I know, God, that your hand is with them. Father, we thank you that your shield is upon that nation, Lord, so we just believe it in your precious name.
As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
I want you more than gold and silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye.
You strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You're my friend, and you are my father, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone will my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
I just want to tell a story, a very small story, but it goes exactly along with each put prone means to go against the tide. And years ago, I went on a vacation, and I had the privilege to be able to go out into the ocean and to be able to swim a great distance out into the ocean with a group of people. And we had just a great group leader, and they took us out there. And what we all felt is just the beauty of God's presence out there in the ocean. And we all came back together as a group, and I sadly went out there again by myself. And what I didn't know is that the tide was going out, and the tide was going out quickly. And as I went out into the ocean, the tide began to move out very quickly. And I had only told one other person that I was going out there, and they had left. So as I got further and further out into the ocean, I looked out and I began to ask for help. And I'm a very strong swimmer, and I knew I might be able to make it back. But I'm telling you, the tide began to push and push and push. And I would swim and I would swim and I would swim trying to get back. But that tide just kept pushing against me. And I remember as I was swimming and I was losing all my energy, I kept thinking to myself, I don't want to die out here in the ocean. I don't want my wife to lose me, and I don't want my kids to lose me. And I was forced in that moment to make the decision. Gabe, what are you going to do? Are you just going to stay here? Are you just, you know, farther out to sea? Are you going to just drift out into the ocean? Or are you going to push back against the tide? And I had to make that decision. And I just prayed there right in that moment. God, give me the wisdom to push back. I don't know how I'm going to do this, but with your strength. And I just began to swim as hard as I can and then kick down and go underneath the waves. I had to go underneath the waves because the waves were just pushing against my head. Then I would get up and swim further. And the waves were so thick that I couldn't even swim on my back. As I swam on my back, it was useless. So I had to keep going underneath the waves. And I just tell you, everyone, pray that the nation of Ukraine is able to go under the waves. And those of you who are pushing against the tide, just go under the waves. And the Lord will, he'll be right there with you in the midst of that. And as I began to go under the waves, God finally saw me through it. So I speak to the nation of Poland, go against the tide, push against it. Why? Because your very survival might depend on it. We don't want to just be rebellious for rebellious sake. No, we sometimes have to swim just to survive. So I just encourage you, go against the tide. Don't be afraid, because your very survival as a nation has depended upon it. In your history, you've learned that you had to go against the tide to survive. So I just say in 2022, may we go against the tide again. May we go against the tide and have the Lord's presence with us. In Jesus' name.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. Though none go with me, I still will follow. No turning back, no turning back. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. My cross I'll carry till I see Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
The world behind me, the cross before me.
The world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before me. No turning back, no turning back.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just seal this time in you. Father, we just believe for the nations, all the nations of the world right now, God, that are suffering Christian oppression. Father, religious persecution. Father, those martyrs who are dying, who've already made that decision, they're not turning back, Lord. Father, we just pray for strength with them, Lord Jesus, as they make that decision and as we make that decision, God, as we get closer and closer and closer to your return until we see you, God, may we make you proud so that on that day, Lord, we can say, Lord Jesus, with pride, we have done your will. We have done what you asked of us. And you look at us in return and say, in my servant, this is my servant in whom I'm well pleased. Father, we just ask for strength. God, and I just pray once again right now for the nation of Ukraine. Father, be with them. And Father, I just pray for Pastor Pavel right now and the ministry team of each podprond, Lord. I just pray, God, that they may never grow weary as they go against the tide. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you. Hey. Praise the Lord.